News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Later today, the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, will launch the action plan on childcare. Phase one of the plan includes increasing the income limit for the National Childcare Scheme and a consultation aimed at reducing the cost of childcare to that election promise of €200 per child per month in the lifetime of this government. I'm joined on the line now by Elaine Dunn, Chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Did you have any feeding into this? Did you have any consultation about what the next steps should be for this national childcare plan?
Unfortunately not. We had a meeting, a couple of meetings way back in 2022 regarding an Indicon report. We did that. We waited for the Indicon report to be put out to the sector, which we never received. We received then another welcome letter in 2023 telling us that we would be informed and we would be part of the action plan and we would help develop it. And that has not happened, unfortunately. And today we're very disappointed. We're going into a meeting. We're completely blindsided. We have no idea what is coming today. I have been in touch with the Department of Children over the last few days asking what can we expect, because I didn't want to be going in to a meeting that we have no idea what's going on and we are blindsided. It's just, it beggars belief at this stage that a Department of Children can make a decision on our businesses without us actually sitting at the table.
So we have a little bit of information from the press reports on it this morning. I suppose the main one that's being flagged is the subsidies the family gets, and they can currently get subsidies under the National Childcare Scheme if they have an income below 26,000. That's set to be changed to have a graduated level of subsidies for income between 26 and 60,000. Is that something that will make a difference? Is it something that's practical for your businesses to implement as well?
Look, we're already implementing the NCS for parents. But the one that I would be more concerned about and what I would like to see is what are they doing about the universal rate? So the universal rate, you'll find that most children are on that rate, which is the €2.14. And you'll find that there's not probably a lot of parents that are below that, you know, unless you're in, you know, a socially deprived area. And that's where it really comes into play. So it's really important because it allows the children in those areas then to come into services. And that's really important that we see that happens across the country. We're happy for the parents to get whatever they need. But unfortunately for us, for a lot of us that are stuck in historical fee freezes, we're being forced to pull out of core funding to put up our fees. Like if you have a little corner shop, you can put up your prices and then that absorbs your costs. But for us, a lot of us are stuck in 2016, 2017 fee freezes and nothing is absorbing the costs. We're now this week, it's Christmas week, and a lot of providers are panicking on how they're going to cover the cost of holiday pay for the next 2 weeks. I mean, we've never been this bad. Like it has never been as bad as it is now. And that is down to lack of consultation. It is down to a Department of Children and a Minister who are not engaging, who are not listening. You go into a stakeholders meeting. We've only had two in the last 3 years. And we're very grateful that the stakeholders forum is back up and open. But when you're going into this meeting, it has to be all about, they need to listen. As much as we need to listen to what they're trying to do, they also need to listen to how things are detrimental on the ground for businesses. We are a sector, and we're a sector that is 98% female-led. If this was any other sector, this wouldn't be allowed. And I'm asking, like, parents and people in this country with small businesses, get out and get behind us. We need your support. This sector is in serious trouble. And if we all start to shut down or pull out of core funding, the pressure is going on the parents. And all around the country, services will close. There's no doubt about it. We're hearing it every day. And it's, you know, for the week that's in it, to launch an action plan on Christmas week, which is one of our busiest weeks of the year in our businesses and one of the nicest weeks of the year. And we're all pulled back from things going on in our service, Christmas plays going on, Santa visits, mince pies and stuff for parents. And we're all pulled out of that to come to this action plan. Could this not have taken place in January?
You would wonder. Well, look, it is launching today. There is a further consultation being planned. I suppose that's what the department would say in response to you, that there will be a sectoral consultation about the fees and the question that everyone wants to know. When are we going to get to €200 per child per month? It feels a long time away. Elaine Dunn, Chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.